Not gay.
No. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone, yeah. My baby's gone. She's gone, yeah. Gone away. She's gone. She's gone, yeah. She's just gone away. Ooh.
She's gone. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know, it's funny what other ones we used to do.
Right, that's lunch.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to episode 3 in our series of podcasts here on GiantArmyRadio.com.
Big three.
I, once again, am Corey Wade. And I'm here with Matthew Graham.
Tower of Power, Too Sweet to Be Sour.
That's him. And Duncan Lyle.
Hey.
Mr. Excitement.
Eloquent to the end.
We can't stop him.
We've got a great show lined up. Duncan, I got an email here for you from the last episode. They said, Duncan, thanks for Asian news. I'd like to thank you for bringing light to a lot of Asian issues. Thoughts?
No thoughts?
Nothing?
Don't care.
I get another email here. It says, we want to wank you. I guess they must be new to the country or something, or they're listening halfway around the world. Or any thoughts about that, or... I just wanted to thank you for such a great job. Well done.
That's nice.
There we go. Well, we got it.
You know what? The caring level in this room is through the roof. I'm just going to put that out there. I think Duncan, big heart.
Well, let me tell you, we've got a great show lined up for you. Great, spelled with an eight. Because that's the quality of the 10 that this show is going to be. An eight.
K for quality.
K for quality. So please stay tuned.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you're listening to Giant Army Radio at GiantArmyRadio.com.
Corey and Duncan, somebody sent me a link on the email.
Yep.
It has all of the Canadian National Historic Moments, you know, those ones on TV.
Oh, yeah, those historical ones.
Now the people know we were here. The one about Jacques Plante's mask, yep. All that crap. There's a surprise how much money has been wasted on these things. I mean...
You say wasted, I say well spent. That's the difference.
Have you seen these? Have you seen the acting?
Oh, I've seen the acting.
They're horrible.
They're great. Duncan?
Thoughts? Concerns? Are you disappointed by the lack of Asian characters in these historic moments?
No, I don't think the Asians landed in Canada.
You don't think the Asians landed in... Where do you think Asians come from, Duncan? They don't come from space.
Not from Asia.
Asia.
A little geography lesson for you, everybody.
So what are you really? What do you got against them, Matt? Don't you believe in the support of history?
I'm all for the support of history. It's more the acting and how poorly they're done that I'm against. I mean, I'm sure the natives all love the, now the people will know that we were here.
So what's wrong with that?
Why? They had to get the one dyslexic kid in the town to...
Why is he dyslexic? What makes him dyslexic?
Who else talks like that?
Duncan.
We have to talk first. Talk in a certain way.
Seriously, there's nothing wrong with that. It's bringing light to native issues. What about the one with Quebec? You know, Frontenac beat them up and laid anchor and never returned? Quebec issues.
Those people are like buskers, for God's sakes. That's what they got for actors.
Oh, but yes, but they need to work just as much as us.
I still say they're horrible.
Well, I mean, it's use buskers or, you know, university theater students. I mean...
Buskers probably would be a little better, but well, it depends what university, really.
So if you could control Historica, what kind of commercial would you do?
I don't necessarily think it's the content of the commercials that I have the problem with. It's just, it's the poor acting. You know, when you see something, I guess for the Canadian listeners out there, when you see something, you can just tell it's Canadian. You can tell it was Canadian done, you can see how low the production value is. It just looks horrible.
Well, see, they, little known fact, they had Tom Cruise lined up to star that one, now that people know we were here. But he had other engagements, you know.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, after pretending he was an Asian in that Warrior film, what was that one called? Last Warrior or something?
Did you even see that movie?
No.
Okay, he's not pretending he's Asian in that film.
Really?
No.
He's wearing a bathrobe.
Japanese.
Oh!
I think it's The Last Samurai.
The Last Samurai. That's what it's called.
And Duncan's right.
They all look like they're wearing housecoats.
No. I think he's an American soldier.
Yeah, he's an American soldier.
He's dressed in American-style clothing in that movie. Well, there we go. We have our media correspondent, Matt Graham, right up on all the latest movies.
I didn't see it. I just remember him leading this charge, army of Asian people across the field seeing the commercial.
You're right. The best way to critique something is not to watch it.
I agree.
I think that's really what more people should do that.
I think they should too.
You know the problem with Roger Ebert and Roper there?
Yeah.
They watch the movies.
Yeah, I know.
And they just buck off and just watch the commercials
They don't wear enough bathrobes.
They don't.
No.
No.
Well, what's wrong?
That'd be a pretty big bathrobe for Roger Ebert.
Oh, he's lost a lot of weight.
Has he?
The problem was the skin hasn't gone away. You know how usually your skin sort of retracts, when you lose weight?
There's plastic surgery for that now.
Really? Because his chin looks like it's hanging down at his feet.
You gotta have a facelift.
Flopping all over the place.
You gotta have a facelift.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty noticeable if you had one. You'd be getting letters about that. It's true.
Who cares?
Well, I mean, I think he obviously cared enough to,
we'd be getting letters about that.
Well, yeah, but he obviously cared enough to, lose the weight or get his stomach stapled or whatever he did.
Diet?
I don't think he dieted.
His job is to eat popcorn movie theaters.
That's not his job, Duncan.
Our Asian correspondent finally pipes in, Duncan Lau. Let's elaborate on that, Duncan. So what do you think Roger Ebert's real role is?
Watch movies?
It's true. He watches movies.
Well, what was that about popcorn you just said?
Well, he has to go see the movies. I assume he buys popcorn.
Every time? He sees a lot of movies in a week.
Kind of nachos.
It's a lot of popcorn. A lot of nachos.
I like nachos.
Maybe he likes them.
Maybe he likes nibs. Maybe he likes nibs.
Burn. Snap. You guys can see me right now. Shocked look on my face. Matt, put Duncan in his place.
It's true.
That's right.
Chinese restaurant.
That's it.
Cut.
Pip, pip, this is the Queen of England. And you're listening to ginormyradio.com. Cheerio.
So Duncan, I don't know if you know this, but Matt and I are connoisseurs.
I'm
karaoke bars.
Have fun last night?
More than you. More than I'm having right now. We went to a place, a pub, a bar.
Yeah.
In
Halifax.
Halifax.
Called Lion's Head Tavern.
It was
karaoke with Laurie the Guy, one and the only.
Couldn't only be one. We get in there, and it has to be... I've been in hospitals that are more cheerful than this place. and I'm talking about the terminal ward.
Yeah, cancer ward.
They got cancer, they're dying soon, and yet these guys got smiles on their face. I walk in there, and it's whirl, whirl, whirl. you know it's sad. There's the one guy nursing that mug of beer. It's in his 30s, hair's receding. Had to shave it because he knows it's receding. The girl's in there with the tattoos that they got in their younger years, but unfortunately the skin's starting to wrinkle.
It started 10 years ago.
You know, they have the tattoos above their ass, which probably beforehand meant something, but now it looks like they just wiped too high.
And now it's below their ass.
Yeah. It's around the cheek now.
A giant flap.
Well, long story short, I got hit on.
He did. He got hit on. It was intense.
She was probably anywhere from 32 to 40.
42. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere in that range. She gave me the old wink. What does the wink mean?
I don't know what the wink means. Maybe she thought you were bartending and wanted a drink.
I was nowhere near the bar. And there's a bartender standing right next to her. But what does the wink mean? When did someone in the who was the first person to wink? And then someone was like, "That's sexy. I want to have sex with that person."
That sounds like a Duncan response.
What?
That's sexy. I don't have sex with that person.
Duncan, if a girl winked at you, what would you think?
I can't wait for this bombshell.
if a girl winked at you at a bar, 30-year-old. No, I had this happen. 32-year-old. What?
Gross.
Well, it was kind of gross, yeah. Yeah. She had a part between her teeth. That was kind of gross.
Waterfall, what you drank there.
Yeah. It was great. Really sexy. Matt and I also went to a Legion. In Charlottetown.
Charlottetown.
Now, all of you out there, and especially here in Canada, who know what Legions, you know, every town has their little local Legion.
For the veterans, originally for a good cause, but there's
yeah,
not
but they're not about that anymore.
No.
There's like one veteran there, and he's so shell-shocked and drunk out of his head that he doesn't know what he's doing. Like,
yeah, it was pretty much experience. He could barely move his hands, and he couldn't get up enough, and people had to buy him beers because he literally could not get up. But he was down in them pretty quick. It was pretty sad.
And then there were the people singing the karaoke.
I stayed alive. That was actually probably better.
To fix confusion, that was Matt. That wasn't a live track.
Yeah, we didn't record that earlier.
That was Matt right now.
That kind of technology.
Impromptu.
But that's actually what we came. The Legion, the bar part is in the basement of the building, and that's what we entered to. That was somebody howling at the top of the
place. Oh, yeah, and then we get kicked out. Why? Not because we mocked the place, and we did. Not because we were making fun of the people singing, and we did.
Yeah.
But because I took a picture, and a man comes up to me, and the guy had this really, you know, like, a little mustache there, the little, you know, like, stalker hangs out in the bushes mustache. Comes up to me, and he's like...
It was real, I tugged on it.
He comes up to me, and he's like, sorry, I take pictures here. So, of course, I was like, why? You know, what's wrong with, you know, taking some pictures? People here with other women besides their wives. Now, I was shocked for two reasons. First of all, I looked around the room and wasn't aware that what was classified as women in that place were actually women. Second of all, I was really surprised by the gall of this guy to actually come up to me and say, I can't take pictures for that reason.
Sadly, he was wearing a staff t-shirt.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was staff there?
He works there, yeah.
I did not know that. I really didn't look at his shirt. He was just like, please put the cameras away, sir.
He works there. I mean, you're not allowed to wear a hat in a Legion. I did know that because they I've been there before and they make you take it off. But the picture thing, I never knew that before. And especially, I was not expecting that reason.
That was the stupidest reason
ever. We left right after that. It was pretty scary experience. Duncan, any karaoke experiences in the past?
No.
You never tried that karaoke?
A Lau family reunion?
No, not a big thing.
Not a huge Lau tradition.
Karaoke,
no. No. To be honest, Matt and I didn't try it either.
No, we still shied away from that.
Yeah. I'm just sort of wondering the mentality of the people who actually go there. And, I mean, they are picking up. I mean, those guys were, I mean, these are married men going home with, I'm doing air quotes now, folks, women. you know... That was their main
disease
goal.
Disease bags is what they're also known as.
What made me laugh is like the 130, or no, not 30s, must have been like 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Who like, you know, probably dropped out of high school, works at local McDonald's, but don't worry, he's night shift manager. And he's using that to impress the, you know, the 50-year-old women there hanging out. They're going to teach him things. You know what it's kind of like watching? When I got there, and this, I remembered it when I thought of it. You ever watched Discovery Channel? Okay, you ever watch the African Safari, where they're, like, watching the animals, like, you know, like, hunt?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, you're watching them, like, try to find a mate?
Yeah.
It's that gross. Like, when I can think of, like, this 30-year-old guy or 25-year-old guy waiting, like, for a 60-year-old, it's kind of like that. And, like, when you're watching the Discovery Channel, like, oh, God, he's ripping that gazelle to shit. Oh, I don't want to see that. But then you keep watching. It was the same thing I noticed.
The dancing, the shuffling, the singing, the lack of toothbrushing. It was all just too much, really. You can only spend about an hour there.
And yet I want to go back.
I want to go back too.
Part of me still exists there. My
Duncan,
soul.
Thoughts?
I was just thinking.
Yeah?
What do you call a guy who goes and picks up older women? Because they have cougar.
Yeah, cougar, yeah.
For older woman, though. So what's a guy?
Yeah.
What's a guy?
Why don't we come up with the word right here, right now?
Why don't we get our listeners to do that?
It's true. I'm sure that the emails are just flying. Radio@ginormyradio.com.
But you raise a good point.
Ginormy is spelled with a G, by the way. Duncan thought it was spelled with a J.
Common mistake.
Common mistake.
He's mixing up all the languages he knows.
Good at math. Not good at English.
trying to think. I really don't know. There isn't. I don't think there's a term.
No.
Because I mean, I think the idea is.
I don't think that happens very much, or I didn't think it would happen. I mean, I think.
It happens.
But that term's come out of the fact that you go to these like university bars and stuff, and you can see the women on the sideline with like the jeans up to their breasts. Like, I mean, that's
that's the only thing holding those puppies up.
Yeah.
That and a prayer. But.
The ropes from the ceiling.
But no, it does happen.
It's like bumper cars.
It does happen. You see, what happens is there's the guys out there, and this is a true story. I've heard stories of I know this is really reputable. I've heard stories. Stuff's been told to me. I read it on a bathroom wall once that the guys will try to like nerd themselves up or you know give themselves a job that or pretend they have a job that you know is cougar worthy, and then they set themselves up so cougars will go for them.
I have no idea what to call a guy like that.
Misguided? Desperate?
Duncan?
Shit!
He was the one wondering. He's like, I don't know what to refer to myself as. So odd.
In love?
Hey, I don't get no respect. One time when I was doing this movie, I was supposed to do this dive, got the triple indie. People didn't think it was really me. Hey, I don't get no respect. This isn't a giant army.
Now, got an email here. This person's wondering, it's a question for all of us. Everybody's able to answer, especially you, Duncan. So he's wide awake. It's a question about the etiquette of flatulence. I mean, what is the etiquette of flatulence? This person wants to know, what do you say? If you do it in an open room, do you apologize to everyone there, or do you just try to make it discreet, even though everybody's possibly heard it? What do you guys think?
You know who I hate? The people who... I was hanging out with this person once, and they were laughing. And it was a girl, and then, like, as she was laughing, she farted. No, you've had it happen, right? You know what I'm talking
about. Duncan, this is hilarious. Asian people don't fart.
No, seriously. You know, like, there's the... I call it the escaped fart. You know what I mean?
It slipped past the exit.
Yeah, know? Like, she farted. And then she got really... Like, she apologized.
Yeah.
And I was just... I said, it's fine. You know, people do that. And her response, this is no word of a lie, this is a quote.
Yeah.
I don't.
She doesn't fart.
She doesn't fart.
She just did that.
You're right.
Evidence.
I could pile a case.
But, take a jar and pick up the smell.
Fart X. But my point is, no one believes that.
Yeah,
everyone farts, but you always meet those people, I don't fart. Do it.
They think it's so rude. I don't understand. It's just a human bodily function, and it's hilarious when it happens.
Well, it's one thing if she had stopped, walked over, stuck her ass in my nose, and then farted. I might have been a bit offended. I would have been like, oh, excuse me. What?
Thanks.
Do you mind?
No, I'm dunking this down the hall.
But the fact that she's like, I never fart. But like, serious. You know, serious look on her face. I don't fart.
How old is this girl?
Oh, I don't know. Like my age? Your age?
So 20, 21?
Yeah. There's a lot of built-up gas if she's never farted.
No, that's...
And if that was the first one, I would have been running. That would have been a stinker.
There's a lot of methane in her body right now.
Yeah. Unhealthy levels. You know...
Her ass keeps getting wider and wider. Holding off gas.
The point is, you know, maybe that's like... Have you ever noticed how old people can't hold in their farts?
They don't give a shit either. They don't care.
They don't. I was working this summer, and this guy came in with a walker, and every step he made, but he would talk to you, and then he stopped, and then he stopped, and like he's like asking me about a book. He's like, so what do you think of this book? And, like,
the fart of the book.
Yeah, I was like, the book's pretty good. In between his sentences, he was farting, but not stopping his conversation.
He's got an irritable bowel syndrome or something, or runs, or his dull diaper, or...
But you've met those people, men.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I go to community school guitar, you know, it's one of these things, just somebody from the community gets up and teaches, and just basically go there to have a good time and whatnot, and there's a lot of seniors that do it, just, you know, for something to do or whatever, and there's this guy in my class, and we were all playing a song together, and suddenly, I happen to look over, and he lifts just one cheek. He just puts all his body weight on one cheek and just And he just lets it rip, not missing a beat in the song, and just he doesn't even look at me.
Maybe he's keeping time.
I don't know. Maybe he's warming the place up. I don't know. It's Marco's territory. But I couldn't stop laughing. And I told people about it, and you know, some people who think that farts are funny and some people don't. And I told somebody about it, and they just, oh, that's so immature. That's not funny. I laughed for like 20 minutes about it. I still laugh at me. I think it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. The etiquette I went around, we touched on this in the last episode, colostomy bags. No, we talked. I told you about the guy I saw at the casino.
Yeah.
This summer I was at a book launch, and a guy came in and sat down, and he had a colostomy bag, and it was leaking. Well, what? Like, it was leaking slightly.
Where do those things actually go? No, like...
Oh, I don't know.
Do they have it on their body?
Well, yeah, they wear it on their, like, in a pouch or something.
Is that how it works?
Isn't it?
I don't have one.
Well, you're like, what, 1920? I hope not.
Thanks, tips. But, I don't know. Well, I think it's... Correct me if
under your clothes? Or
yeah, I think so. Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Fanny pack?
Again, email us if I'm wrong about this, but I believe that it's like there's like a pouch on the side of you, like you wear like on your hip or something, or maybe it's coming out of your ass.
Like under your pants kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like a device you wear, and then like the shit empty. Well, I don't know. Like, the fecal matter empties into this bag. Seriously.
As you're walking?
Well, as you're doing, well, yeah. I mean,
is there a
well, you don't sit there and strain, it just comes out.
Well, that's the whole purpose of adult diapers. Are those just for number one?
Yeah, but I think it's people that can't, like, clear their bowels. Duncan, can you go online and search that at some point soon so we can let our fans
know?
Make
a note of that.
What?
Perhaps if Asian people do that, too. For Asian news.
But no, I think it's a patch on the side. And then, like...
But does the tube go up their ass?
I don't know.
Like, to the bag?
This may shock our listeners, but I'm not a doctor.
Really? Wow.
No, it's not like an enema. I think it's.
How does it attach into their bowel? I don't
understand it, to be honest with you.
Does it come out in long form?
No, I don't. I think
it just comes out as it happens.
I think
shit is created.
I think it's a bit of liquid. I think it's like
brown liquid.
I would guess so.
Bro, it's like having the runs all the time.
Only in a bag.
So you collect. So wait, back to the story. Dude's bag is leaking.
Well, it's smelling, like, something's causing a smell. And then he wants to talk to me. And I know it's leaking. And you guys know when you're, like, at a party or somewhere and someone wants to talk.
Well, Duncan, just imagine this.
But there's someone there that you don't really want to talk to.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you, guy with a leaking colostomy bag is pretty high on my list of people I don't want to talk to at this book launch. But he's got a walker. And I know he's coming to talk to me. But, like, there's... Like, I have to make a beeline for the door, but I can't make it look obvious because I'm at a book launch. You know, there's people there. You don't want to make yourself looking an ass. If I'm running to another room, people will know. So then, like, back to the Discovery Channel, I understood. I'm like the gazelle. And it's like slow motion because he's got a walker and I can't run fast. So he's walking along. And I make it to the doorway just as he cuts my path off. And... He stops me to talk about the food. And there was kids at this book launch. The parents came. And he said he was grossed out. And I said, you don't say. Like, the guy with a bag of shit hanging off his waist is grossed out.
Okay, think about this for a second. If it was leaking, that means he has liquid shit running down his leg.
That would probably be true, yes. That being said, he comes up to me and he said he's grossed out. And again, I said, you don't say. And he's like, yeah, I'm a little grossed out. And I said, why? He goes, you see that kid over there? He's like, yeah. He's like, double dipped a chip. And I said, you know, that's the least of our worries, and walked away.
That's what he said. That time again, folks. It's time for Asian news. Their own Duncan Lau.
So, this week, a Chinese man arranged for a hooker to come to his room for the evening. Once in the room, they undressed, climbed into bed, and went out. When they finished, the Chinese man jumped up, ran over to the window, took a deep breath, dove under the bed, climbed out the other side, jumped back into bed with the hooker, and commenced her peak performance. The hooker was impressed with the gusto of the second encounter. When finished, the Chinese man jumped up, ran over to the window, took a deep breath, dove under the bed, climbed out the other side, jumped back into bed with the hooker, and started again. The hooker was amazed at the sequence. During the fifth encounter, she decided to try it herself. When they were done, she jumped up, went to the window, and took a deep breath of fresh air, dove under the bed to find four other Chinese men.
Hey, I don't get no respect. One time when I was doing this movie, I was supposed to do this dive, got the triple indie. People didn't think it was really me. Hey, I don't get no respect. This isn't a giant army.
Well, that's it.
That was Asian news.
Yeah. That was Duncan.
It's all the Asians were up to this week.
Yeah.
All five of them.
That was a Chinese guy telling a Chinese joke.
I thought it was funny.
Good job, Duncan. But anyway, that ends our show as well.
Yeah, that's
our series of three podcasts.
This is the first season. Done.
That's it.
Till next time.
Till next time. Bring us back only through
popular demand.
Yeah. So send those emails to
radio@ginomeradio.com.
That's right.
It's for myself, Matt Graham.
I'm Corey Wade.
I'm Duncan Lau.
Cheers.